SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A couple of Republican-led House committees have voted to advance contempt proceedings against Attorney General Merrick Garland. This stems from his refusal to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur. Former President Trump will not be stuck in a Manhattan courtroom today. His trial is in recess until Monday.
I'm trying to rush to get it done before the election so that they can harm me, so they can hurt their political opponent.
Michael Cohen is back on the stand Monday, and then the trial could head to closing arguments if Trump doesn't testify in his own defense and his team doesn't call a witness. Under cross-exam, they attacked Michael Cohen in an attempt to discredit his testimony. Court is off Friday, Trump attending son Barron's high school graduation and then a fundraiser. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, many of downtown Houston's streets are littered with debris in the wake of vicious thunderstorms. It blew out windows from high-rise buildings, toppled trees, and brought down power lines, leaving more than a million utility customers in the dark.
Stay at home. Don't go to work unless you're an essential worker. There is no HISD school. Stay at home. Take care of your children.
Houston Mayor John Whitmire says the storms are blamed for at least four deaths. Schools across southeast Texas are closed today. The storms also pummeled parts of Louisiana. Truckloads of aid for Gaza now rolling across a newly constructed U.S. pier for the first time. Today's shipments are the first in an operation that could eventually scale up to 150 truckloads of food and other supplies per day. French police have shot and killed a man armed with a knife and an iron bar, suspected of having set fire to a synagogue, causing a good deal of damage to the building. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 9 points, NASDAQ futures 7 points higher. This is SRN News. Canadian students plan to walk out of class.
According to a wide-ranging Gallup poll, only 47% of Americans are, quote, very satisfied with their personal life, the lowest percentage in nearly 15 years. However, the survey also reveals that people of faith and those who are married are more satisfied than the general population. 56% of regular churchgoers say they are very satisfied with their personal life, as do 57% of people who are married. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leaders of Greece and Turkey have met for talks that were supposed to underline their efforts to put aside decades-old disputes, but also reveal deep divisions between them. The recent opening of a former Greek Orthodox church in Istanbul for use as a mosque led to Greece accusing Turkey of insulting the character of a World Heritage Site. The two countries are also locked in a dispute over Cyprus, divided since 1974 between its predominantly Christian Greek and Muslim Turkish populations. SRN News. Honda says it is committed to EVs, and the automaker putting its money where its mouth is.
Honda is doubling down on its commitment to electric vehicles, saying it will invest $65 billion through fiscal 2031 to deliver EV models to nations around the world. You may have heard talk of a slowdown in electric vehicles in some markets, but Honda says the move toward EVs is solid in the long run. Honda is announcing a deal with IBM to work together on computer chips and software for future vehicles, meeting the upcoming demand for better processing and lower power consumption. I'm Rita Foley.
After 73 years, a Korean War veteran from Minnesota, wounded in combat all those years ago, set to finally get his Purple Heart. The Army notified 96-year-old Earl Meyer that it has granted him the medal. He's scheduled to receive it. Ceremony today in St. Peter. More details, SRNNews.com.